Welcome to episode 53 of the Geek Legacy Podcast. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us each and every week. We'd also like to take this opportunity to ask that you please support GeekLegacy.com by clicking on any of our Amazon links before you go shopping. On this week's podcast, we welcome Elle from Geeks and Gamers. She stops by to give us the latest news and updates from the Anime Expo, which passed through LA over the weekend. Later in the podcast, we discuss Guardians of the Galaxy and our review of Pacific Rim. In video games, we review The Last of Us, as well as The Walking Dead DLC 400 Days. Randy has a fun list of the top 10 most overrated superpowers, and we play a fun game. We hope you enjoy episode 53 of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Thank you!
Welcome back to another edition of the Geek Legacy Podcast. My name is Jess, and I'm here with Justin, Dave, Randy, and Amanda. We also have special guest Elle from Geeks and Gamers here to talk about the Anime Expo. How's everybody doing tonight?
Woo!
Perfect.
Doing pretty good.
Well, geez, everybody was fabulous.
I'm fabulous. So how was Anime Expo, Lauren?
I was awesome. I felt like I was so busy running around to all the different panels. Like, I know I missed stuff, and I'm so bummed out. But the cosplay was off the chain this year. I feel like everybody was cosplaying the, oh, goodness, what's it called? The new Attack on Titan anime. Yeah. Have you guys seen that?
I have now.
Is that where everybody has those things on their sides?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Those hip things, yeah.
Yeah, they look like a bunch of cannons on their hips or something.
Yeah, because I went to make like a cosplay gallery, and I kept seeing like 1,000 people. So I don't watch anime enough, I guess, to know everybody. And so I texted Justin. I'm like, your homework is to find out what show this is from. And then as soon as I texted it, I turn around, and there's literally like a 7-story poster of the guy. I'm like, oh. It's gonna be like that, I see. So, but yeah, the cosplay was unbelievable. I took 1,100 pictures in 4 hours.
Oh, wow. Did you see all the League of Legends cosplayers?
Yeah, there was some crazy League of Legends stuff.
Oh my gosh, they're insane. I think my favorite is the oh gosh, what's her name? The pirate girl. Nah.
Oh.
I saw Katarina.
Yeah.
What's the guy? The drunken bearded guy with the barrel of beer. What's his name? Like Gorgon or I don't know. Anyways, there was like 2 really good ones of him with like big old barrels, and they were like all loud and jovial. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I love the league cosplayers. They really they put so much money and time into those cosplays. I saw Fiddlesticks on like full on stilts. It was so epic. He was just jumping around and stuff. I think aside from the cosplayers, Funimation announced a whole bunch of stuff. They have this romantic sci-fi comedy or sci-fi drama made from the same people who did Attack on Titan, IG's Wit Studio. And it's called HAL, and it's pretty funny because it's not supposed to be funny, but it's about these 2 young lovers. One dies and comes back as a robot, so it's like Robot Hal, which is eerily like another movie that we all know and love. And I was just like, that's weird. But it looks beautiful, which is ultimately the best part of anime, is just how beautifully done and drawn everything is. I'm super stoked for the new One Piece announcement they made. Blu-ray DVD combo pack for One Piece Strong World is scheduled to come out November 19th. So I'm like, yeah, I love me some Luffy. Other than that, they announced some English dubs for Blood Sea, The Last Dark, and Wolf Children, both of which are really big right now. So I'm stoked to see some more English dubs out. I love watching dubs and not a big fan of subtitles.
No, I don't like to read when I watch stuff.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
You, Justin.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. It's just weird. I feel like
I'm missing the action because I'm reading.
Oh, well, eventually it just kind of goes together. But a lot of times with anime, that what you're seeing tells the story anyway, so you don't necessarily have to read it. But I don't know. I just feel like the voices never match, or it's the same like 3 people that do all the voices. So I don't know. It takes me out of it.
That's true. I don't know. I think maybe get like a little bit of humor out of it, because it is kind of funny to watch the voices not match and you're just like, and you get Terran out of it, but whatevs.
Right.
Aside from that, Sword Art Online English dub premiered the first two episodes. Have you guys heard about that one?
No,
I have not.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. It's really amazing. It's basically these kids get stuck in a virtual reality MMO, and the guy who created the game, he basically has them stuck in there, and they until they reach level 100. But the thing is that if you die in game, you die in real life. So nobody gets free until somebody reaches level 100 without dying. So it's super intense. And obviously, if you're into MMOs or any sort of video game, that's, I don't know, I think that would be like the ultimate gameplay experience to have to like play for your life.
Sounds like Spy Kids 3D game over.
or stay tuned.
Or stay tuned. That was TV, you know.
That's true. But if they would have died, it would have been bad.
Right?
This is bad. Like it. Well, it's like in Diablo when you make like a, when you do hardcore or whatever. If you die, your character's just done. You got to delete it. But it's not you, obviously.
Yeah. It's a little more extreme when it's you. Let's see. Aside from that, there's a bunch of video game announcements that they made, a lot of Japanese games that they are making English dubs of. I feel like this year was the year of English dub announcements. Like, they're just like, hey, we're doing this and we're doing this and you guys can all understand it now.
You've already bought the subtitled ones, now buy the dubbed ones.
Right.
With one extra bonus feature.
More money, please.
We'll put the trailer for Neon Genesis Evangelion version number 6000.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it's a shame for people that are fans of anime stuff that just don't read Japanese, that can't play the games. It's like, goddammit, just fucking make a Western release and all will be well in the world.
Exactly. I had a friend who taught himself Japanese because he was such an anime freak.
Amanda went to Japan because she's such an anime freak.
That's true.
Impressive.
What's your degree in? Anime?
East Asian studies.
You ever said what?
Anime.
East Asian studies.
That's like hentai to me.
Oh.
You guys are the worst.
Is that the one where they blur out the dirty parts?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's only the naughty movies made in Japan have to be blurred out. Okay. Ones with like Japanese stars made outside of Japan do not have to be blurred.
Based.
I should have had you pick me up those used underwear out of the vending machine.
Oh, Jesus. That's not a real thing.
It is real. I read it on the internet.
Real quick. Hey, Lauren, did you see the cosplayer who went as Panty Man?
No.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to email you the pictures I got of this guy. So he's wearing a pair of panties on his face to where his eyes are coming out the leg holes. And
oh
then
my gosh.
He's like holding up these three pairs of panties, you know, that he's made look used. But what really sold him was coming out of his back, probably about 3 feet above his head, was a canopy. And hanging from the canopy was just like 8 or 9 pairs of panties. And he'd built this contraption so they're flapping like bats.
Oh my God, how did I miss this?
It's the funniest thing. And like everyone's like it was so funny to gauge the reactions because like some people were just so offended that like he would like insult anime fans like that. And like some people who got it were just like, you're my hero.
That is amazing.
It was definitely my guilty pleasured favorite of the cosplay people I saw. That and I saw a sexy girl, a sexy Ava Unit 1 from Evangelion, some girl dressed up like, and I was titillated.
Ooh. Speaking of sexy cosplayers, did you see the sexy Pokemon?
No, I did not. I saw the sexy Avengers.
Ooh, no, the sexy Pokemon, basically they're a bunch of dudes who walk around in, like, booty shorts, and they get a stuffed animal Pokemon and cut them in half and put the front on the front part of their booty shorts and the back side of the Pokemon on the back, and just walk around in suspenders and sunglasses.
Ooh.
Yes.
Got Justin's attention there.
Yeah, because remember, I want the Pokemon ball gag.
Uh-huh. that's true. I bet they had it there. I should have looked harder.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did. Yeah, If you go late in the evening to Anime Expo, there's a bunch of hentai panels. And I had the fortune of sitting in on learning Japanese through hentai. And basically it was just like commonly used phrases in Japanese that are used in hentai and like how to pick them up and how to use them in everyday life. It was the most ridiculous panel ever. I loved it.
How can you use no, I don't want tentacles there in everyday life?
You'd be surprised.
That comes up too, yeah. Unless you're Randy, I don't see that becomes an everyday conversation starter. But Randy, you're more hearing it. You're not saying it.
Right. I'm the one using the tentacles.
Yeah. But other than that, I think I'm tapped out on updates and news from Anime Expo. If I missed anything else, it was just because I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
It definitely sounds like you got a lot more done than I did. I just took pictures and then I walked the floor like once and stumbled into some booths I shouldn't have stumbled into, and then that was the end of my day.
Well, did they have like a curtain like at the old video stores for the adult section?
Sort of. Like it was a
cheap cardboard
was,
sign that says 18 and over.
Yeah, it was a very cheap cardboard sign, and it did say like I think it was 21 and over at this one, and it was like there was like pink curtains, and insert dirty joke here. And so you went behind the pink curtains, and they had like all this stuff like inflatable tentacles and hentai and weird stuff. And
I can't believe you didn't get a tentacle.
I know.
Or at least take pictures of it for us.
No, I'm disappointed.
No, there was no pictures allowed. I thought about buying one, but
some of us just had a birthday. Some of us.
Yeah. So your birthday's over.
No, but it
yeah,
been...
my wedding anniversary was yesterday. I could have got one for Amy, right?
Oh, that's
here, babe. Inflatable tentacle. Hint. I think so.
That's fun for everybody. It's even fun when you're alone.
Until it gets blown up and thrown in my pool and my kids are playing with it.
Yeah, that'd be even
better. Oh, God, how disturbing.
Summer of 4th of July, my kids got an inflatable crocodile and two tentacles, and it's like my pool's attacking them. There's a monster in my pool!
Creepy.
Got excited. Speaking of tentacles. Hey, Jess, did you see a fun movie last week?
I did see a fun movie last week.
Were there tentacles in it?
You know, I don't think so.
Oh.
There were mostly a lot of claws and things like that. But yes, I did get a chance to see an advanced screening of Pacific Rim last week, and it was all I could have hoped for. It was a lot of fun, and it was interesting because I actually saw it in 3D, and I don't watch 3D movies generally, but I made sure and bought Dramamine before I went and took that, and I didn't get sick or anything, so that was fun.
Wait, what? Really?
That's good. The movie finally go.
I have to take Dramamine because I get really motion sick, why I don't do 3D movies, but... That was the only way I could see it, and I wasn't about to miss out on Pacific Rim early, so.
They have these magic bracelets. Well, they're not magic, but they're they're magic bracelets that avoid... but basically, if you get, like, super motion sickness and stuff, they press on pressure points, or there's magnets in them or something crazy, and that helps me so much. I got really sick using the Oculus Rift, popped those suckers on, and I was totally cool.
Ooh, I need one of those.
Elle's trying to sell you magic beans.
Yeah.
Hide your cow.
Hide your wife. Hide your cow.
Yeah. Feeling like a pack. So that's cool. So you really liked Pacific Rim?
Yeah, it was really good. And I mean, you know, it's giant monsters and giant robots, so it's not to love. But it just had a really good, like in the review I said, it had a really good... kind of 80s kind of adventure feel to it. It was like one of those, it's not too bogged down with like an agenda or anything. It's just really, it's monsters and robots fighting each other. And
there's
that's all it
like
needed to be.
Message.
There's no message. There's no, it's just cool
it's
things happening.
Story.
Exactly. Who does that? Story and character development. Nobody wants that.
Exactly. I don't.
But the characters were very enjoyable. Like I said, my only issue was with the leading guy, Charlie something other. His name
Jackson Teller? from Sons of Anarchy? That guy?
Was that him? The leading?
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
I thought his name was Charlie something.
Well, Charlie Day is the guy from Sunny in Philadelphia that's in it, but I think you're talking about
the Sons of Anarchy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am talking about the Sons of Anarchy. You're right. I was getting confused. The scientists, though, Charlie Day and Bern Gorm, were hilarious. They were awesome. But, yeah, I had an issue with the leading guy. I don't know. Something about his performance just kind of bothered me. I don't know what it was exactly, but everybody else in the cast kind of balanced him out.
There's something wrong with his face.
What?
That's a Justin comment.
I like him. He's uptown all the way.
I don't know if it's...
Ooh, I don't know if it's his face, but his neck seems like the same size as the lower half of his head, so I think that's where the...
He rides a motorcycle a lot. That's motorcycle neck. You get that.
Yeah, all right. It's Charlie Hunnam?
Yeah, that's what I thought his name was.
Jackson Teller. There is no Charlie, only Jackson.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch Sons of Anarchy, so I don't.
Oh, shit. It's really cool. It's got these motorcycles.
That's good. I'm glad Pacific Rim is good. I'm seeing it tomorrow with Mr. Van Dyke here. So hopefully it is. Hopefully we have the same reaction. We're seeing it in IMAX as well. So
I did not see it in IMAX. I just saw it in real 3D.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm a little upset that you Ohioans got to see it a week before we LA folk did.
I know. And if I didn't have to work tonight, I would have been able to see The Conjuring 2 weeks earlier. But instead, I have to see it next week because I had to work tonight.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know. But I don't know. We keep getting the showings 2 weeks earlier, so.
Our screening's on Thursday, so I'm gonna beat you on that one.
Well, yeah. I thought you don't like horror movies.
I don't. I'm gonna send someone else. I get scared.
No, you don't.
I do. I'm the worst. Freddy Krueger. No arguments there. Just bringing the jokes.
You get scared easily. We went on Tower of Terror once over at Disney California Adventure, and in the dark, as we started to drop, he grabbed me somewhere very inappropriate, thinking it was a panic bar. That's all I'm gonna say.
That is 100% true story, except the roles were 100% reversed. Randy grabbed my watch, and it was right when they took that picture. I almost bought it. It was almost worth the $15.
And your wife was right there with us.
Yeah, so I'm in the middle, and my wife's on one side, Randy's on the other side. And all those pictures, just Randy, just hand full crotch.
Nice.
I don't think it was quite that bad.
Friends forever.
Yeah, I prefer to think of it the other way around. It makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Very squeamish. Okay. Very squeamish.
Anything else on Pacific Rim, Seth? Other than it's amazing?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up. The monsters kind of reminded me of Street Sharks, but I'm the only person.
Oh my gosh. Show. No. I totally thought the same thing. I saw a preview of it, and I was just like, what is this? Guillermo del Toro obviously has a thing for Street Sharks.
He did, because the one looks just like the lobster villain guy.
Exactly.
Guillermo del Toro, fraud.
What else you got, Jess?
As far as, like, pretty dead in the TV area, but there's a few horror stuff coming out. The Camp Crystal Lake Memories big DVD is coming out, which is by the same people who did Never Sleep Again. Essentially, it's just the entire history of the Friday the 13th movie. So if you're a big fan of that, I would definitely suggest pre-ordering it. If you pre-order it at their site, you can get like an extra disc with more stuff on it. like an extra 4 hours of stuff. I don't know why they couldn't just include it all, but, you know, extra things. Mm-hmm. And then staying with Friday the 13th, the Blu-ray set of the entire series is actually coming out, and everybody's really super upset about that because they're not releasing the uncut versions for some reason. They're releasing all the cut versions in this Blu-ray set that fans have been waiting for forever, and so that's not going over so well.
I saw that 3 through 8 were on Netflix now.
Yeah, they are.
What is 1 and 2 a different studio or something? How come that's
1 and 2? Yeah, well, I think I can't remember who. I think 1 and 2 is like its own separate thing.
Oh, it was like Paramount or something. It was just that whole deal.
It's Paramount. Yeah. And the first two are really the only good ones, so.
The third one, he gets his mask.
Yeah, well, and the fifth one, they put a spike in his coffin and bring him back to life.
And the eighth one, he's in Manhattan.
Manhattan, Jess. The tenth one, he's in space.
And then the tenth one, he's in space, and it's awful.
I saw that in the theater, and I loved every second of it.
I like it when they're like, he's not a bad guy. He just wants his machete.
Yeah, he's like, it's okay. He just wants his machete back. Oh, that's awesome. Is that same day I had bought my tickets to go see episode 2?
It was just a bad movie day.
Banner day, man.
Yeah.
Hey, episode 2 is awesome.
It was at that the AMC 20 in Fullerton.
That's where we saw the house. That's where we saw House of a Thousand Corpses, Justin.
That is true.
And Terminator 3.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And Randy, you and I saw, with Emily, we saw the Clone Wars animated movie.
Oh, yeah. Randy and I saw Superman Returns there, too.
That's a good movie. Yeah.
Hell of a memory you've got.
Better than Man of Steel.
What? Shut it.
You heard it.
You know,
waiting for the emails to roll in.
I went camping at Big Bear once, and there was like 16 of us, and we were in this cabin, and the street was called Crystal Lake, and I about had a heart attack when I rolled up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because Gene and I were all kinds of late. We got there like at 9 o'clock at night, and we come rolling up, and we make a right and a left or what have you, and then I see Crystal Lake, and I was like, oh. So for real, this is we're all gonna die this weekend. You guys know that.
As soon as I saw a sign, like lightning came down.
Oh, and we're all in college, and that's just it was the formula.
It's a trifecta.
Yeah,
you're like first scary noise, I'm gone.
And no joke, it was the week after September 11th. That was like what, on a Tuesday? So then we went to Big Bear on that Friday. Is that it? Anything else?
I believe that is it. Aside from the new Chucky trailer that came out that scared you.
Even my
actually, you know, Chucky doesn't scare me because why don't they just kick him in the head?
They do. They've burned him. They've dismantled it. It's just, it's like, he just suffers from the same thing that Jason and Michael and all them suffer from, is that you can't kill them no matter how easily it seems.
Yeah, but those are like adult, like, sized people. I just have to think that
adult-sized people.
I think I could keep a 2.5-foot doll at arm's reach.
I don't know, man.
You would think. I think they never established it, but I'm pretty sure he has the strength of the human still. I don't think he's like the strength of a doll. He's pretty fast. I don't know. I've seen all the movies. He runs pretty fast.
You can stop him with like a baby gate.
Yeah.
I have like 9 of those in my house. I could stop him. All I have to I could come in my garage and close the door and he can't get to me.
Well, that's true, because in Bride of Chucky, he does. Jennifer Tilly puts him in a little baby cage and puts a
baby cage.
A baby cage.
A crib?
You can tell I don't have children.
It's a baby crate. It's how you take your baby to the vet.
Puts a baby pen up.
Like a crib?
No, like a pen. That's what I was trying to say. A playpen. And then she puts like a thing on top of it, and he's stuck in it until he gets out somehow. I don't.
Terrible.
That sounds amazing. I can't imagine why The Curse of Chucky is a straight to DVD release.
Bride of Chucky is not that bad. Seed of Chucky is awful.
You guys see the trailer for Sharknado?
Yes.
No.
Man, it'll change your life.
Is it like Sharktopus?
It's a tornado of sharks.
Oh God!
Like
yes.
This tornado comes to like tear up a town, but instead of just tornado like air and destruction, there are giant great white sharks in there.
But wait, are they still over the ocean, or are they like straight up and over like in fields and like in the Bible Belt and stuff?
They're like in the middle of the country.
Are they like, dead sharks?
No, it's realistic. They get swept up offshore and then just dumped in land.
They should be like live dead.
They're live sharks, Justin, swirling around this tornado eating people.
Well, this is a fake movie. There's no way that could happen.
This is a documentary.
A flawed movie.
This is a documentary. No,
it's real, and the tagline is Sharknado. Enough said.
Wow.
And Tara Reid is in it, and Ian Ziering from 90210.
What? Wait, who's that? Is that Steve?
Yeah, that's Steve. Steve Sanders.
The only thing it's missing is Kevin Sorbo to make it a perfect made-for-sci-fi film.
Oh, my God.
A little pop princess Tiffany in there.
Can't wait.
Sharknado. Check it out.
Uptown all the way.
Uptown all the way.
Well, it's probably the best film since Mega Shark Citizen versus Kane. Giant. What? Yeah, it's the Citizen Kane of sci-fi movies.
Wait, when can I see Sharknado? Is that on? Has it already aired, or is that?
No, it has not aired yet. Later? I'm sure it airs like this Saturday or maybe last Saturday. Strikes me as a July 4th weekend type of release.
I think we got to have these sharks on the show.
Oh, I think we can get them. Call Michael Bay, have him see if he can arrange it for us.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. All right, cool. Was that just news or your news?
Sharknado premieres Thursday, July 8th, it says.
Oh. Tuesday. That's July 8th. Tuesday.
Yeah, so it says Thursday, today. July 8th, but July 8th is today. So, I don't know.
Way to go, sci-fi.
Damn you, internet.
Sci-fi can make up their mind. Ugh. Why aren't we watching it now?
I don't know. We should all...
IMDb says it's till the 11th, so it is coming very soon.
We should watch it together via Skype and do like Mystery Science Theater.
I'm down.
That'd be hilarious.
Do it. Reconvene on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll do a special podcast.
All right.
This time on a very special episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast.
So I think Jonathan Kent should have died from the Sharknado.
I would have.
Sorry.
Like Superman can't even save him from the shark. He's like, no, son. Don't reveal your identity. The Sharknado is going to get me.
Just got the best mental image of that.
This shark just coming down and getting him, and then he gets sucked back into the tornado. The Sharknado.
Yes.
That's gold. Solid gold. Let's move on.
I don't think you can move on from Sharknado.
We have to. Oh. My cat's crying at me. All kinds of
shit. Oh, what else is new, right? There's a little bit of movie news. There was they finally a couple months ago they announced Benicio del Toro was going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy, and all the rumors swirling around was that he was going to voice Thanos for both Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers 2. But they came out with a press release today informing us that Benicio del Toro was going to play a character called the Collector, which is one of the Avengers villains. He's basically Palpatine in Return of the Jedi. He just sits around and predicts things.
What does he collect? Like superheroes?
Doesn't collect anything.
Collects a comic?
It's just a weird name. He has the power of like prophecy. Like he can foresee great. Like he can foresee like greatness, like the Infinity Gauntlet and like the Infinity Gems and stuff like that. And he's sometimes an ally of Thanos, and sometimes he's actually not always a bad guy. But I'm sure since it's Benicio del Toro, he'll be a bad guy because you know anyone with an accent in a Marvel movie has to be a bad guy. So Thanos is still up in the air. Who's going to be the voice of Thanos since he doesn't really talk in the Avengers?
Does he talk in the comic book or is it just like empty pages?
He talks playing the comic. Thanos is cool.
Anyway.
Cool. They also announced that Lee Pace is going to be Ronan the Accuser.
Who?
Ronan the Accuser in the Ultimates version of the Avengers. He's actually Thanos' son. And so we'll see. Hopefully that works out. And they finally named that Carrie Gillian's character was going to be Nebula. And she is Thanos' granddaughter. So might have a little family action going on in this Guardians of the Galaxy, which is shaping up to have quite the full cast. Because, you know, we have Chris Pratt as Star-Lord. We have Zoe Saldana as Gamora. We have Batista as Drax. Michael Rooker is in it as Yondu. John C. Reilly's in it as I forget who he's playing. Glenn
he's playing the Nova Corps guy. John C. Reilly? Yeah.
Oh, cool. And then Glenn Close is going to play the Nova Corps supervisor, and now we have these three people playing the three villains. Plus, we still have Thanos. Plus, we don't know who's going to play the ship, the voice of the ship. So it's looking pretty crowded in that Guardians of the Galaxy universe. Hopefully, James Gunn hasn't bit off more than he can chew in this film. But I'm optimistic. It's a pretty rad cast, if I do say so myself, because I like Chris Pratt a lot.
Dude, I saw this photo last night of him where he like had this gut and he's like partying at the beach. And then I saw this like photo number two, like as a before and after. And now he's like all cut and ripped and he could look like you just want to like lick him or something.
That might be your reaction.
Oh, I mean, it's like, you know, just touch him, essentially.
And then like, oh, I know you were in Moneyball.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the big news. couple of other stories at geeklegacy.com. Real quick, I just wanted to go over the box office. It was a big weekend. Despicable Me 2 opened up this weekend. Made $143 million over the course of the long weekend, which is pretty good since the budget was $76 million for marketing. Did anyone here see Despicable Me 2?
Mm-hmm. It's on the list.
Nope.
Nobody?
Did you see
it? I did. It was very funny. I was very happy with Despicable Me 2, but I like Steve Carell. So, coming in second place, with a very disappointing $48 million, was The Lone Ranger. I think that every news outlet in the world had pegged Lone Ranger to fail miserably, and it's not disappointing.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why did everybody peg it to fail? Just because it looks awful? Because
it looks like a bad movie.
Yeah, it just doesn't look good.
Well, I mean, they pushed it so hard on everybody. Usually when they do that with movies, it generally means that, like, this is crap. Let's try and make people believe it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's the Disney way to market. You know, look at last year we had John Carter. Year before that we had Tron Legacy. You know, and both of those were good movies.
What?
Yeah.
I don't care what you say, Justin. You know, John Carter is pretty good.
Dude,
it's
I fell asleep like
a modern-day Flash Gordon.
I fell asleep like 16 times watching that movie, and every time I woke up, it was still on. It's driving me nuts.
I liked Tron Legacy.
Me too.
I liked Tron Legacy.
I didn't like young Jeff Bridges.
Oh, I thought David was making fun of it.
I was saying I liked both of them.
Oh.
Yeah, he likes everything.
I like Sucker Punch.
I know.
You do. I love Sucker Punch. I'm in your corner on that.
See, I got an ally, Justin. You can't make fun of her. You can't yell at her.
Yeah, I'm a guest.
Be nice to her. She's a guest.
Clearly, she doesn't listen to the podcast.
I've heard a few. I'm just. Yeah,
she heard all where I said that I love Sucker Punch.
Yep, that's my fault. That's my fault.
That is just.
I tried to be cute. I tried to be cute, and it's been a big, huge backfire. Blew up in my face. And normally, I don't mind stuff blowing up in my face, but that time was bad.
But yeah, so The Lone Ranger, $215 million budget, probably looking at least $200 million in marketing, if not more, because Disney doesn't do anything small, and it made $48 million this weekend.
Parking's going to go up.
Yeah, parking at Disneyland, parking at the park will definitely go up. You know, if it has the standard, you know, 40 to 50% drop that it probably will, you know, we're looking at another $25 million next weekend. And yeah, I don't see it topping out. It'll probably top out about $110 million, which would be a very big disappointment for both Disney and for Johnny Depp. So
I wouldn't be surprised if it does like 13 or 15 next week.
Yeah.
Because Pacific Rim coming out too, and then everyone that didn't see Despicable Me this last weekend will go next weekend. I think Rangers coming to video tomorrow.
It's gonna be in your red box for free. It's gonna buy one get one free. Buy one Lone Ranger, get one Lone Ranger free. Third place was The Heat. It eased only 36% down to $24 million
with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Yes. This is the sequel.
The release.
That was Heat. This is The Heat, and so it's like the sequel. Yeah. So it's without Val Kilmer.
Oh, he's the only one that got away. Spoiler alert.
But yeah, The Heat's at almost $87 million over the course of 2 weeks, which is pretty good because its budget was $43 million. Monsters University made another $19 million, bringing its total to $216 million. World War Z made $18 million, so now it's up to $158. White House Down continues to be an utter disappointment, making $13 million for a total of $50 million off of its $150 million budget.
Wow.
And Man of Steel made an additional $11 million for a total of $271 million, keeping its hopes for a $300 million domestic box office still alive. But a fun entry, the number eight in the box office was Kevin Hart's concert documentary.
Oh, yeah. That looked funny.
Let me explain. Yeah, it's already made $17 million in 1 week. Yeah. It's doing pretty good. It's already the fifth highest grossing stand-up film of all time. And, you know, it may eventually be number one. So that's all. That's all I really got. Anything in video game news there?
We played The Walking Dead DLC.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, we played The Walking Dead last week, Amanda and I. We beat the shit out of that game. I mean, it was only about, what, like an hour's worth of DLC, the 400 days? But it was fun. You made some tough choices. We didn't really know anything about these characters, but when I was faced with option A and option B, I was definitely torn. And it turns out I'm both a liar and a murderer. I think Amanda is too.
Yeah, we made pretty much all the same choices, except for one situation.
Oh, the rock, paper, scissor. I had to get out of the car. You didn't, right?
Yeah, I won. I won rock, paper, scissors.
I suck at everything I do.
But that would have been up to chance.
Yeah, again, I suck at everything I do.
this is true.
That was kind of fun, though, because it's kind of a foggy road. So what happens is you're two guys are driving in a car. They're driving along, then they hit something. And they argue whether it was, you know, either a walker or the person was alive or dead already. So then they argue who's going to get out to check, to investigate. And you do a rock, paper, scissor. And it's 2 out of 3. I lost. I went out. And, you know, you're walking through the fog and you creep in and you see blood on the ground and then like a shoe. And then a couple other things. And you come up on a body that's pretty badly injured. And then you can start carrying it. But then you get overrun by walkers and you have to decide if you want to leave the guy to die or keep going. Trying to drag him. And I ditched him. Sadly.
Yep.
I felt bad. Are you playing too, Jess?
No, but I was just agreeing I would have done the same thing.
It's like, you don't know me. You don't know where I'm from.
When you're in the car, I was like, we're not going back to check that guy. Like, either he's a walker or he's some random guy that we just hit. And we do not have the resources to help some injured person. So FYI, you guys, zombie apocalypse, I'm not helping you out.
But there was some tough stuff, like when you're in the prison bus and you gotta decide whose leg you're gonna shoot off so you can escape. That was kind of hardcore.
I did not actually realize that we were shooting someone's leg off.
Oh yeah.
I didn't understand what the big deal was, because I was like, I'm just gonna shoot at the chain. Like, what's the big deal? But then I just chose a guy randomly.
Well, the first time you try and shoot the chain, nothing happens. So then it's like shoot the chain again, but then it's shooting off the guy's leg. So you're still running with the chain, but it just some guy's leg is no longer with him. Yeah. Sad. I thought the cornfield chase was kind of cool. It's like somebody stole a backpack, and then the people that you stole it from are chasing after you, and then you're running along. It's that you're a girl and you're with a guy and his wife, and you kind of have feelings for the guy. He may or may not have feelings for you, but then the wife gets injured, and you can either like kill her or leave her alone. But I was like, oh, I love your husband, and I hit her in the head with like my pipe.
Oh, is that how it happened?
I'm taking your man. He's mine. And it was hard.
It was different when I played.
Oh, and then he shows up and he's like, what happened? And you're like, hey, man, she's gone. But I'm here. Ooh, la, la.
When I played, I was being snuck up on. And I was like, well, I got to hit this person or else I'm going to die.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the same thing. It's just I chose to. It's like you can say you're sorry or not kind of thing. And I was like, oh, I don't give a shit. You're dead. I'm taking your man.
Oh.
I like to play the opposite of who I really am. It's more of like a fantasy. So that's it. It's all right.
I don't believe you for a second.
It was $5. It was totally worth the $5. It was fun.
I kind of wish it had been a little bit longer, but oh well.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll serve as a nice little bridge between seasons 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. I think we're all interested to see what happens to Clementine.
And I wonder if they're going to Woodbury.
Oh, I hope not. Then I'll have to see the stupid governor, and I hate his ass.
Now, are the characters just people that you didn't know, and they're from like the comic, or are they just totally new people? Like,
yeah,
they're totally new.
Yeah, they're all new.
So it's safe to say they don't make it.
Well, no, the way it'll work, at the end, there's a way to tie them all together.
Yeah.
To bridge them into episode.
It all gets tied together at the end.
Yar.
Oh, cool. Do you think these characters will be featured in the show or the comic at any time? Or?
I think a lot of people would like to see Clementine from season 1 be in the show at some point. But I don't know if anybody's holding their breath.
Yeah.
Because then with the game, you'd be messing with whatever the canon of the show, I guess. So
right.
You wouldn't want to mess with the canon of the comic book with the guys riding tigers and all that dumb stuff.
I mean, they could pick one, I guess, one or the other. Like, maybe she shows up in the comic at some point. I don't know. I don't really care.
I hope that the show is on long enough for us to get to the guy riding a tiger.
The comic is ridiculous.
Oh.
Like, now there's people on, like, horseback, and they're, like in, like, medieval knight armor. I stopped reading.
Well, walkers can't bite through armor.
That's true, Justin.
Those jaws don't work on armor.
Bringing it back to Sharknado, it takes place in L.A. So you know.
It takes place in L.A.
Super yes. Tornadoes suck sharks up from the ocean floor, hurtling them at L.A. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Wow.
From sci-fi.com.
I hate how excited I am for this movie.
That makes it twice as unrealistic, though, because there's no tornadoes here.
That's true. That's where your realism meter hits, Randy. That's a problem. Could happen in L.A. Sharknadoes are only in Kansas.
No, I guess you know what I'd like to talk about for a second is Last of Us. A lot of people love the shit out of that game, and everyone's giving it like a 10 or a 9.
You hated it.
Well, it's not that I hated it. It's just it's definitely a beautiful game. The storytelling is quite amazing. In fact, in the first like 10 minutes, I was like kind of heartbroken. I was like, "Holy crap, that sucks!" But at the same time, it's like so linear to the point where you can't get lost. It's impossible to get lost. You're just always just kind of moving forward. And I'm a little sad about that. I wish that I had a little bit more options as far as getting from point A to point B. And you don't really have that.
Oh, it's like almost literally on rails.
Yeah.
I actually like that, considering that most of the games that were announced and that have been coming out have been so... Like, you have unlimited possibilities. You can explore these random, you know, parts of the map and do a bunch of random side quests. And sometimes, I don't know, I like that comfort of having a linear storyline to just follow and go through.
Yeah, and I mean, I get that. And maybe I was just in a bad mood, because a lot of times I like to just get to the end of the game. But at the same time, I really don't feel like I was challenged to the point where I knew where I had to go. And in a world where it's like this post-apocalyptic like tale where the world has just totally gone to shit, I feel like it's hard for me to get scared or nervous when I know which way to go.
Right.
I think that it would have been a little bit more scarier for me. In fact, the one time where I did get nervous was kind of in the subway area when you got to wear your gas mask and... kind of chasing you, and it's really dark. That part I thought was kind of scary, but that was really the only part that really kind of got to me. And that was just because I felt like rushed, and I was like, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? And I wish there was more of that, and I don't think that there was. But
yeah, that was kind of like, I got really panicky during that part. But I don't know. I know that at least it makes me laugh that people are describing the game as like the Citizen Kane of video games. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of funny to make that pull.
Right.
It's as good as a movie from 1941 in black and white.
Exactly.
Some games I just feel so bogged down in that I feel like I miss so much and like I feel like an idiot.
Right. No, I agree. And I get, again, I 100% love linear, but for whatever reason, for this tale where it is just gone to shit and we need, and we don't really know where we're going. Like, the characters don't know where they're going, but I do. Because it's fucking straight arrow all the way across. And God forbid there are two hallways that I can go down. They run parallel to each other, so it really doesn't matter which one I go down.
Yeah.
It's like there's one guard in this hallway, and there's, like, no or a patrolling guard in the other. So it's, you know, I get to pick, oh, okay, do I want to put up a fight, or do I just want to sneak past everybody?
Anything else in video games?
I don't think so.
Randy, you got a list?
I do have a fun list for us today.
Fun, like, Back to the Future stuff that came true that didn't come true fun, or fun, like, something that's fun?
I think this is something that's actually fun.
I like
it. It's something that we've all talked about before, but this just kind of puts it into a list format.
Okay.
So what I've got here for you guys are the top 10 overrated superpowers. like stuff that if you ask anybody if they could have one superpower, what they would want. These are kind of the most common answers, but also disclaimers as to why they suck and why you shouldn't go for those.
Would it be fun on board? To ask everybody what superpower they'd want?
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that. Let's do a round robin around
here
before I dive into this list.
We'll go with Elle first. She's the guest.
Absolutely. You're reading my mind.
All right.
That's my superpower I'd want.
I'm going to go with actually telekinesis.
Okay.
Instead of telepathic powers. Yeah, telekinesis, so you can move stuff around with your mind,
Moving stuff around, but not reading minds.
Yeah,
Use the force.
Exactly. But, I mean, does that include, like, where you can project certain images into people's minds, or would that fall under telepathy?
I think that's telepathy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm still going to go with telekinetic powers.
All right. Very good. Next, let's go with Jess next. We'll hit the ladies first. Which, by the way, I'm making note that this is the first time we've been even, generally speaking, male to female.
Yay.
Equality.
I am torn between telekinetic just because I'm lazy and don't want to get up to things. but I think I would actually like to be able to teleport places.
This is nice.
I don't
like planes.
Like, I would teleport to San Diego this week with you guys.
Go to all the fun parties with us?
Right.
It's next weekend, though.
I think I would have to go with being able to teleport.
What's the list?
I don't know.
Is the list overrated powers?
It's overrated superpowers. So ones that everyone would probably answer in a question like this. Oh. But I'm going to give you reasons why you shouldn't. Yeah. So, Amanda, what's your answer?
100% teleportation.
Okay.
Transportation is a waste of time.
You're just like Star Trek.
Someone needs to invent a freaking teleporter now. I will be a beta tester. I'll do it.
You realize they disassemble you at the molecular level.
Yeah. I don't care. I can handle it.
So yeah, they don't transfer you. They just your original copy is destroyed, and another copy is recreated at the other place.
How cool is that?
That's only in the Prestige. Spoiler alert.
You could end up like Mike TV from Willy Wonka, though, all little and stuff.
Yeah, the giant candy bar.
you could end up a giant fly.
Human race advanced technologically.
A giant fly like Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Is that what he was doing? Is that what happened? They were trying to do teleportation?
Yeah,
he wants to teleport 15 feet and be a fucking genius for doing
it. Yeah, it's nice of the fly.
But a fly was the other one.
But a fly got in. But I chose teleportation too. So.
As opposed to the poor baboon, he turned inside out.
Yeah. Where did he get the baboon anyway?
From a science lab.
You knew a guy.
Yeah. You want a baboon? I can get you a baboon by 3 o'clock.
From Jurassic Park.
Guy in a trench coat with baboons.
That's right. Just opens it up. Like hanging by the tail.
That would be awesome. Let's do it.
All right, David, what power would you go for?
Mind control, 100%. I'd be a villain. Mind control.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mind control.
That's pretty good. There's nothing positive you can do with mind control.
Nope, nothing at all.
And you got quiet, Randy.
Yeah, what happened to Randy? He sounds really far away.
Are you in your chamber?
Yeah,
that's better.
Did you go to the other room?
All right. No.
You get
I was teleported
to the other office?
Just a few feet away?
I was temporarily in my carbonite chamber.
Success.
All right. Mind control for David and Justin.
Well, you guys know that I would like to be like Rogue, where I can just take everybody's powers for a couple minutes so I don't get bored. But I think for this list, it would probably be like invisible, so I can do the whole shower room thing.
It's appropriately naughty for you.
You could convince them you were a girl.
Yeah, I could go check out Mr. Pratt.
Yeah.
At the gym.
Jason Statham, right?
Jason Statham, yeah. In my mind, Jason Statham and Daniel Craig and now Chris Pratt all go to the same gym at the same time and they shower together.
It's like the 24-hour fitness in Redmond, Washington, right?
Yeah, I'll go check it out.
What about you, Randy? What power would you have?
I would be impervious to to bodily damage and pain, that kind of thing. Not necessarily immortal, but maybe just impervious. Indestructible is a good word, yeah.
Wolverine status?
So you can still suffer pain, you just can't get injured?
Right, I still eventually want to die, I just don't want to feel pain.
So are we talking like Mr. Incredible, or are we talking like Wolverine where you heal?
No, he doesn't want to be able to get hurt at all.
They,
right?
they bounce off you, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I don't want like bodily damage done. Like if I get shot up, yeah, I want him to bounce off me. I don't want him to rip through my flesh and then have all the pain of regeneration.
Your suit should be like an Advil bottle or something. like pain medicine man or something.
I am the painkiller.
Yeah, the painkiller.
Yes.
And you you make like that that pill jiggling sound when you walk.
And I have a childproof cap.
Yeah, so no one can rip your head off.
The color of my costume is like the orange of a prescription bottle.
Yeah, they gotta press down on your shoulders before they rip your head off.
Yeah, that is the only way to kill me is by ripping off my child's head. Excellent. I have an excellent comic idea.
Yeah. Let's hear your list and tell us how we're all dumb for picking these ones.
All right, well, number 10 on the list is flight, which none of us picked. But it sounds like a great power to have, but the ugly truth of it is you're going to have bugs in your teeth and you're going to be smacking into birds and all sorts of crap in the air, and it's not a glamorous thing. Although it would be a cool, quick way to get from point A to point B, you're going to get covered in filth on the way. Number 9, super strength. One of the big downfalls of that, and we've seen it like in at least one of the Superman movies and anything really, when you encounter somebody with super strength, let's say they go to pick up a car, they catch a falling car, or in the specific example I'm thinking of, you're trying to catch a jet plane plummeting out of the sky towards Earth. If you try to do it like with your bare hands rather than support the entire weight of that huge heavy object, you're going to punch a hole right through it, and chances are just rip apart any humans on the other side of it.
Baseball teaches soft hands. You got to absorb with it.
No matter how soft your hands are, it's like basically a pinprick, and you're just going to rip a hole in it. And the plane's going to – you're going to go right through the plane, and it's going to keep right on falling. So super strength, overrated. All right, laser vision. I can't imagine anybody actually wanting this, but every once in a while it might be cool to think, maybe if you're sitting in traffic or something and the guy cuts you off and is sitting in front of you, you're super pissed and you just really wish you could just pop off your sunglasses and blast a hole through the back of his skull. And am I the only one that's thought that?
You would. I was thinking you're going to pop his tire.
Yeah.
you would murder the guy.
His car's in the way, and now everyone's stuck in traffic.
Yeah, who's going to move that thing?
Well, you just
find someone with super strength.
Yeah. Give a quick glance around to the rest of the car, you know, with your laser vision, and just melt it down to the ground and then drive over it. All right, number 7 is the one that I actually happened to pick here, invincibility. And the way they have it listed here on this list, it kind of equates it with immortality, which I don't necessarily agree with, but I guess invincibility would mean that you wouldn't die. And the main negative thing about that is it's kind of like the whole vampire thing. You can live for hundreds of years, and anyone that you get close to along that time is eventually going to die. You're gonna stay the same age. They're gonna get old. They're gonna die. You're gonna watch the human race decline and die out in some horribly violent way, and you're gonna be there to watch the entire thing. And then what are you gonna do afterwards when you're still alive and no one else is around and you cannot die? Immortality would suck. So that's why I do eventually want to die. I just don't want to feel pain. And this one's kind of weak. Number 6, weather control. Sure, it would be cool to manipulate the weather, and you might be able to use it to get out of school or something. You know, when you're a kid, you don't want to go. You make it snow, cause a blizzard. But, you know, you're not really taking into account the fact that you're completely fucking up some farmer's crops somewhere from your little joyride of weather control around the world. So there's too many consequences and repercussions.
You know what happens to a toad when he's struck by lightning?
Worst line ever. Jesus Christ.
How did that get through?
Joss Whedon, well, I guess the way he wrote it was she's supposed to be like, say it like funny. Like it was supposed to be, you know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning? Same thing as everybody else. And then you zap it, but like Halle Berry insisted on doing it serious, I guess.
In a Kenyan accent.
Yeah, in a Kenyan accent, and then it had to be redubbed.
So bad.
Wait, did she have a Kenyan accent?
Yeah, they when they shot the first X-Men, she did the entire film in a Kenyan accent. Because Storm is from Kenya.
I don't recall her having an accent.
They redubbed the entire film.
Oh, they did? Was it ADR'd really all of her lines?
I mean, Storm's got like 11 words. Yeah, it just didn't play right. Like, it sounded like forced and weird, and you know. So they went back and they redubbed all of Halle Berry's lines, including.
Is it out somewhere to where we can listen to it?
Yeah, I bet somewhere in some corner of the internet someone's released it, but I've never found it.
The Kenyan cut.
Yeah. X-Men 1.5, the Kenyan cut.
I don't know, they spell cut with accent? A K to make it cute.
That'd be awesome. I would pay $50 for one.
Yeah, all the weather control superheroes are lame.
Yeah, remember that one movie with Ray Fiennes and Connery? It's like Avengers.
The Avengers.
Oh yeah, and Catherine Zeta-Jones was in it, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or Uma Thurman?
It was Uma Thurman.
Yeah, and like.
Never mind.
We can say she's in it. Sure, why not? Catherine Zeta-Jones. And he controls the weather, and it's the worst movie ever made.
And it's always on TV, and every time I flip it, Avengers, I'm like, aww.
No,
where's Iron Man? Yeah. Where's Hulk? Where's Thor? I don't understand.
It's just like every time I see the movie Duplicity, I think it's Multiplicity, and I get excited, and then I realize it's the Julia Roberts Clive Owen movie, and I'm like, ugh.
I like Clive Owen. Too bad he doesn't make any good movies.
No, like, he makes all terrible. He made Sin City.
Oh, I like that movie.
That's it.
Yeah.
City of Men, maybe.
City of Men.
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad.
Children of Men.
Children of Men.
Children of Men.
What'd I say? That's a city.
City of Men.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a different movie.
I want to like him so bad, and I see all of his movies, but they're all terrible.
It's like Gerard Butler. Has he made a good movie that wasn't called 300?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, the other
thing. You like that one movie? You gave it an A++ check plus minus.
Olympus Has Fallen?
Yeah.
You are correct. He did two good movies.
There you go. Stamped it.
Thanks. Thanks for keeping me on the straight and narrow, Justin. I was getting out of control there, and you wrangled me in.
That's what I do.
I thought you didn't like Olympus Has Fallen.
You loved
it. I loved it. I gave it an A minus. I got like 86 emails telling me I was an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
I'm not arguing the fact.
In addition to the other 200 emails.
Well, I get those for other things.
Anyway. What's number?
Moving along,
nine,
number five.
We're still on this list.
If it wasn't like for all these 200? Tangents, we would have been done like 10 minutes ago.
Top 200.
But I love you for your tangents.
Thanks.
Mind reading number five. Sounds fun. Sounds great until you hear absolutely everything that everyone's thinking about you and how much everybody in the world hates you. And of course, you don't really have any way of filtering it out. So. As we've seen in pretty much anything where mind reading is depicted, whether it's from True Blood to freaking Superman, Man of Steel, you just hear everyone's thoughts and it makes you go insane.
Yeah, but is this list taking into account that, because these people eventually learn how to control, like, you're not out of control constantly of your power.
This is real life we're talking about.
Oh, my bad. Excuse me. I thought we were talking about
it's real
superpowers,
theoretical,
not real superpowers.
Real life.
No, with Randy's list, it is... real
fact.
That's how we do it.
Real.
Yes,
100%.
Okay.
Which takes us to number four: superhuman speed, a la the Flash. It is unrealistic because, sure, we may be able to run super, super, super fast, but the human brain still takes time to process, like turn left, turn right. Same reason why you can't drive while you're impaired or drunk, because it's going to take you longer for your brain to make that decision. So you're going to be running, unless you're like on some super smooth, flat, long, straight country path, you are going to have to make split-second decisions not to run into things and just smash yourself and the people in front of you. So it would be impossible to navigate while moving that fast for a human.
The Flash is really smart, unrealistic. They say. That's why he's so quick-witted. He can think that fast.
Yeah.
You'd have to think that fast, and you'd have to have really strong ankles to be able to change course that quickly. All right. Number three is all near and dear to our hearts, and that is time travel.
Ooh.
We all know the problems you can create traveling through time, so I'm not going to go into that. But I never really thought of time travel as a superpower, but I guess it could be.
Are there any time traveling superheroes?
Everyone's time traveling nowadays in Marvel.
Bishop and Cable, don't they do that shit all the time?
And Wolverine time traveled back in time to tell Wolverine not to kill Harry Pym, and then Wolverine killed Wolverine. It was a whole thing.
Thanks.
That was the thing.
I went cross-eyed just saying that out loud. I just read all of the Age of Ultron stuff the other day, and I had to put my iPad down. I said, I will catch up with you guys later.
All right, number two is what two of you picked, teleportation. But the problem with that is, unless you have a very finite point A, point B, like two teleportation locations, if you just randomly willy-nilly teleport anywhere in the world, you could go in the middle of an object or a person, or you could be half stuck in the ground. There's really no way to gauge exactly where you're going to come out on the other side.
Teleport into the middle of a person.
Exactly.
That would be
awesome.
Horrifying.
That'd be like
Fringe
inside you.
That'd be like Fringe. That happened in Fringe.
Right. I haven't started watching it yet, Justin.
Hurry up. I remember Nightcrawler had that problem too.
Would you just Hulk out of the person? Just like,
I would think so.
Explode? Just dripping with goo?
Kind of like a giant alien chest buster. You would just rip them apart.
And you teleport really quick so no one sees you.
Yeah.
I see
whoever
no
you teleport next, you're covered in blood.
It's going to be a problem.
Just puddles everywhere.
There is people in my shoe.
Right.
The number one overrated superpower is X-ray vision. And, you know, it's not as cool as you think, because it's not like those X-ray specs you used to see in the back of Boys Life magazine or whatever, where you could just see chicks without their tops on. No, you actually see through the flesh into the bone and muscle matter and all that kind of stuff. And there's two things. Number two, it's not incredibly useful unless you work for TSA. Right. And the second thing is anybody that you look at for a prolonged period of time is probably going to get some sort of radiation poisoning. So you're going to be going around causing cancer on a huge scale. And just you'd be a really terrible superhero at that point.
I can't believe invisibility wasn't on there.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised too, but I guess that's a good thing though. If it's not overrated, that means it's a good thing to have.
Yeah, I don't want to be bumping into a bunch of invisible bitches.
So telekinesis is apparently a good one to have. Woo-hoo. Mind control, you evil son of a bitch, is a good one.
Oh, man.
And invisibility, also pretty evil.
So what about a game, Justin? You got a game?
Oh, do we ever. We have a fun one. Back by popular demand, actually.
Hmm.
I think
is it called the I Screw David game?
No. It's called the working title game. Yeah.
Oh.
And we're going to do this one a little bit different. What I'm going to do is, you guys want to pick the order really fast? Who wants to go first? Someone pick an order. Someone just say a name at random.
L goes first.
Okay. All right.
All right. So L, then Amanda, then Jess, then Dave, then Randy.
All right.
Okay. Remember that because I already forgot.
Wait.
What we'll do is I will give you the working title of a movie. And this is a fake working title that I made up. And then you have to try and guess what the real movie is, what it was released as. If you do not get it in 5 seconds, then it'll be up for grabs. I'll say, okay, who knows it? And then everyone else can try and guess, and I'll figure out who said it first.
Sweet.
Fair enough.
All right. Oh, God. So, I watch movies like an 80-year-old woman. So I'm just like, there's this guy and this dude. So I'll be great at this. I'll be great.
That's
Patch Adams.
My dad always say, what was that movie with that guy? And then I'll just start naming off movies as fast as I can. he gets so mad.
All right, I'm your dad in this equation. Weird.
Okay, so, L, first one. Yeah. The working title is Eek, A Whole Heap of Dead Greeks. What is the real title of that movie?
Eek, A Whole Heap of Dead Greeks?
Correct.
All right. Gosh, I have no idea. Real monsters.
Time's up. Does anybody know what the answer is?
300.
I do.
What? Damn it.
Dave just shouted out 300.
Are we just shouting it out? We're not saying our names?
Oh. Yeah, just shout it out.
Oops.
All right. Shout it if you know it.
Damn it.
All right. So, Amanda, you're next, is that correct?
Yeah.
Or is it Jess next?
Amanda. That was me.
All right, Amanda. The working title is The Helicopter. She's a busted.
Damn it. Helicopter.
She's a busted. And time's up. Who knows?
Black Hawk Down.
I think I heard Jess first.
I heard Jess first.
Okay. But you were correct, Randy, but I believe I heard Jess first. Sorry.
I heard girl first.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, it was me.
Yay.
All right. So, Jess, you're next. All right. The working title is As If.
Oh, is that it?
Oh my god, why didn't I get that one?
Well, just be ready. Just be ready.
Okay, it's just As If.
Uh-huh. As If.
Clueless.
Very good. Jess is in a commanding lead.
Finally, I'm good at a game.
Ray, Jess.
All right. David, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The working title was The Boy Who Cuts Himself and Prunes Trees.
Edward Scissorhands.
Very good.
Yeah.
Randy, are you ready?
It's always, ready. Yeah, Jess, you got to lead. And David gets ready like, David.
Yeah. Are you done? All right, Randy. The working title of this film was Swell Guys. Time's up. Who knows?
Goodfellas.
All right. I heard a couple voices. Who do you
think? I have no idea.
I heard a female first.
I heard David first. You did not hear a female first, Randy.
I'll give it to Amanda.
I didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
I said it.
Then it was Jess.
That was me.
Oh. Okay.
was it Ella or was it Jess?
I'll give it to Jess.
I think we both said it. No, okay. I'm going to give it to Ella because she's our guest.
All right, we'll give it to Ella. All right, so this is back to... Now it's...
Back to Ella.
Okay, perfect. All right. The working title of this film was Kellerman's Resort, Where Young Girls Go to Meet Grown Men. Time's up. Who knows?
Dirty Dancing.
Very good.
David was the only one to know that one.
Wow. Good job, sir. Good job.
Amanda, correct?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Number 7. Working title is Thieving, Surfing Sons of Bitches. Thieving,
Point
Surfing.
Break?
Hey, very good.
Hey.
Yay.
Yay.
Good thing they changed it. Jess, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aircrafts, choo-choos, and vehicles.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Very good. Who's next, David or Randy?
Me.
David.
All right, David. There be cannibals in them there mountains.
People eaters?
Close.
Oh!
Anybody else know it?
Deliverance?
Oh, shit. What?
The Hills Have Eyes?
That is correct.
Oh.
The Hills Have
Eyes.
Which is also my favorite all-time scary movie.
The original one or the new one?
Described to me.
I actually enjoy both. But
yeah, they're both really good.
I saw the original first, which I adore, but out of my... Before Evil Dead remake, The Hills Have Eyes remake was my favorite remake. A horror film.
Ooh, yeah, it's a good one.
Remake was good.
Yar. So, Randy, you next?
Yar. Yes.
All right. Working title of this film was Impossible to Die.
Oh, God. Why don't I know this?
Ooh, you do know it. You're just not saying it. You know it. Ah, time's up.
Unbreakable.
No.
Hard to kill.
Immortals?
No.
Is that that movie with Goldie Hawn and
Die Hard?
No. I'll give you guys a hint. It was directed by Quentin Tarantino. Impossible to Die.
Impossible to Kill Bill.
Death nope. Proof.
Very good. Dave got it.
Oh, Death
like,
Proof.
There's only like a 6 Tarantino movies. How am I not getting it?
All right. So back to L, right?
Yeah.
All right. This working title was The Regular Perps.
Oh, God. I know this, but my brain's going to shut down.
Who knows?
The Usual Suspects.
Okay, I heard Amanda first.
Yeah.
It was right there.
What I heard name? Noise. All I heard was noise.
Oh, I heard Amanda speak in Japanese.
Yeah, he usually does. Practicing for anime tryouts.
All right, so Amanda.
What?
Working title of this film is Humongous Problems in That Tiny City with a Bunch of Asians.
Big Trouble in Little Tokyo.
Wrong. Who knows it?
Big Trouble in
Little China. Big Trouble in Little China.
Dave got it.
You guys, you got me thinking about Japan. Fucked it up.
Humongous Problems for That Tiny City with a Bunch of Asians.
I like your title better.
It's fun, right? All right, Jess. I'm actually glad Jess didn't get, because she would have got that in like 2 seconds. okay, number 13. Young men that have gone astray.
Young men that have gone astray. Boys in the Hood.
That's funny.
Lost Boys.
David, you can't just start spamming the answer before Justin opens it up to everybody.
He said that when they got it wrong, we could answer.
Last time. Okay. Well, we'll give that one to Dave just because he's a crazy. But yeah, wait until I say who else knows it.
All right.
Or something.
You would set a president last time.
Right.
You can give that to Randy because I know he knew it too.
And so did Elle. How about all of you get it? I'll just give it to all of you because I'm generous.
You're the host. You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
Randy and Elle.
I feel the anger coming out of Randy's little picture on my box.
Okay. Next is David, right?
I
think so, yeah.
Okay, the working title is That Fish Girl is a Hoarder. That Fish Girl is a Hoarder.
Splash?
No, time's up. Who knows?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she got it.
Good job.
I like your title better.
I didn't go animated.
Okay, Randy's turn. All right, number 15. The working title of this film was Cowboy Sexy Time.
Oh.
Ooh la la. Time's up. Who knows it?
Brokeback Mountain.
I heard Dave first.
Damn it. Man.
You own Brokeback Mountain?
Do I?
Yeah, aren't these all movies you own?
Okay, most of them are, but then I got desperate and I went through thumbing through Netflix.
Okay.
I do not own it. I did see it at a motel next to an airport, though, if that helps.
That's the best place to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just eating at a
Never mind.
Just with a bucket of ice in your thoughts.
I was on my way to Hawaii, but I stayed the night at the hotel before I went. Anyway, number 16. This is back to L, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The working title of this film was The Shark Goes Gurgle Gurgle Chomp Chomp.
Jaws?
Very good.
Yay.
Gurgle Gurgle Chomp Chomp.
I'm assuming that's the sound that sharks make. I have one more just for fun. You guys ready? You guys can all guess since Dave was a clear winner. All right.
I won't guess.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Like, how about you shut up, David?
Yeah. And sadly, you probably get this one in 2 seconds. So this film, the working title was No Reading, No Dancing, and Certainly No Playing Chicken with Tractors.
Footloose.
Who said it first?
I think it was Jeff.
Amanda started saying it first.
I was like dragging it out because I wasn't sure. I've never actually seen Footloose.
What?
Either one?
Yeah.
I've only seen the Family Guy remake of it.
Oh, that works.
Footloose is awesome.
It is pretty good.
It has John Lithgow in it.
And there's punch dancing.
Ooh.
Punch
and
dancing.
He's got that song. Hates.
I need a hero. That's the tractor part.
That's right. Or his shoelace gets stuck in the gears and he can't jump out.
Right. Just take off his shoe.
Yeah. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Cool.
It was a double knot.
That's the game. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Yay.
Amazing. Thank you.
Best game ever.
It's not too bad.
Anybody else have anything fun to add before we go to bed?
Have you talked about Geeks and Gamers yet?
No, I haven't. I have not.
Why don't you talk a little bit about Geeks and Gamers?
Geeks and Gamers. Well, Geeks and Gamers started out as kind of a social networky place where people can share their gamer handles and kind of find people across different gaming platforms. So if you met somebody in World of Warcraft and you're like, oh man, we got along so well, I really wish I could play Diablo with them, or I guess that doesn't work with Blizzard, but oh my god, I really wish I could play Borderlands 2 with them, you know, then you'd be able to look up the name and find out that information. It kind of morphed into a Tumblr account with featuring a lot of geek-centric artists. So basically, if you go to our Tumblr, Geeks and Gamers, that's geeks with an N, gamers.tumblr.com. You can check out all of our featured artists. We constantly have, you know, we have some Zelda, Pokemon, really you name it. If it's in the Geekverse, it's been featured on there, and there's some amazingly beautiful art up there. If you are an artist, please go to our Tumblr site and submit some of your artwork. You could be one of our featured artists, or we would just throw up your artwork actually on our site. We've been featured on Kotaku and the Daily Geek, and we're hoping to expand our reach with a recent addition of a YouTube channel and our Twitch live stream. Our Twitch live stream is nightly at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We play anything from Minecraft to Borderlands, Path of Exile, you name it, we're going to play it. It's called the Chat Box. So we throw the chat up on the stream, and we really try and make it as immersive and interactive as we possibly can. We always throw out our servers and what games we're playing, and invite our guests to be able to come on and actually play games with us. And it's just a really fun, just hang out like you would with your friends on any other game. And yeah, that is all.
Sounds like fun to me.
Aw, yeah.
wish I had more time to play more games.
Seriously. Oh, well, what are you going to do? That's why I feel like I never sleep. I'm always up playing video games. Wake up, go to work.
Yeah, you play like a lot of Minecraft and Portal, too, right? That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, Minecraft, we're just unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on what side of the coin you're on, we're addicted to it. We've done everything from vanilla to like every mod ever made, so we're pretty proficient in Minecraft. And then we found out that I've never played Portal or Portal 2, so we did a flying solo session where I just went through and I sat down and played Portal 1 and Portal 2. Up next on my list is the Deus Ex 1 and 2. I played Human Revolutions and I loved it, so yeah.
Cool.
Time to go back and play the originals.
I like it.
Yes. So, and JFT, he's another one of the guys from Geeks and Gamers, and Giles, who's our curator from Tumblr. They frequently get on. So follow us on Twitter at Geeks and Gamers, and check us out on Twitch and Tumblr.
And there will be a link to Geeks and Gamers on geeklegacy.com as well. Under our Sharing the Legacy tab.
Woo-hoo. Woo. Yay, thank you.
Cool. Oh, you know what? There's something else I want to talk about really quick. One of our buddies, Scott Murray, he has a podcast called Beyond the Screens. And he emailed Amanda and I today saying that he added a new feature to his website, which you could actually get to from Geek Legacy as well, Beyond the Screens. And what they have now is this cool feature where it allows people to record a message right from their computer, and it's like a way for people to share their opinions, and then he'll play them on his podcast, because he'll have the questions ahead of time. Like in this case, it's like, you know, what would your dream TV role be, or what TV show, past or present, would you like to be on, and what kind of character would you like to play? So it's a fun way for people to interact with the podcast, which I thought was kind of neat.
Cool. That's
pretty
cool.
Why don't we have that?
I know, I was going to think, well, maybe we'll steal that.
Jack, idea, buddy.
That'd be good times.
Everyone's real quick before we go.
Oh, we're out of time, man.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on and giving the Geeks and Gamers a shout out. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for being you, man.
Aw, shucks.
Well, that does it for this week's podcast. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us each and every week. Special thanks to Elle from Geeks and Gamers for coming on the show.
Yay, thanks for having me.
Please like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitter there at Geek Legacy. You can tune into our other podcasts that we have on the site. There is the Pixelated Podcast, which is hosted by Stephen Janes, and it's all about video games. We also have the Comic Corner, which is hosted by Jeff and Tyler, and they review comic books currently on their pull list. Visit geeklegacy.com for all your geek news and reviews. Thank you.